With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Up until recently, things in eastern Washington have been very dry, and while a little precipitation is likely to help the drought a little bit, it won't help everyone. University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Mass says the state's recent drought advisory is just one opinion.
And it's what they look at. You know, some of these drought advisories are based on very subjective information. You know, the National Drought Index is a subjective index. I like to look at the objective stuff.
And Mass says it's true. Not much rain has fallen.
We have obviously had a dry spring. I mean, you look at the water year precipitation, and, you know, they're down, you know, 3 to 4 inches, you know, so that's pretty significant for these people. So there's no doubt that it's been dry back there.
But Mass says this month's not been quite as dry.
That's why it's not the end of the world. And also June looks like it's not going to be a dry month. We have some weather systems coming in now. And even eastern Washington will get a piece of that. They may not have so much water in the soil, but they're not going to dry out as fast because we're going to now have this sort of cooler, wetter type of pattern.
And the wildfire danger, Mass says, is there, but...
It also depends where you are. Now, the question is where. I mean, I actually think we're in a much better situation than last year in one sense. The thing that got us last year was September, the winds. That's what did it.
Tune in tomorrow for more on our drought and the wildfire outlook. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.